This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the 9 o'clock hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. If you're just joining us and hearing my voice instead of Paul's, just he'll be back next week. He had a bacterial infection and had to be brought to the hospital to get the antibiotics straight into him. But now he's doing great. He's feeling so much better. So thank you for your thoughts and prayers. We appreciate that. But he will be back next week. Again, I talked to him last night. Sounded great. Sounded like nothing ever happened. So, you know, he'll be back and everything will be good. So he's had a rough couple weeks, but he is back next week. So join the show next week. Give him a call at 855-660-4261. In the meantime, let's go right into the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up first in this hour?
All right. First this hour, we have Joanna from New Hampshire. And she has a question about bay leaves.
All right, Joanna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Leaves are starting to black spot, and they are turning brown. My bay leaf tree.
All right, the whole leaf, all the leaves, or
no, not all the leaves, but they're starting to have black spot on it. Then they're turning brown.
Okay. did you say you just transplanted it?
No. The tree's like probably 3 years old.
Okay.
And I feed them, Patrick. I feed them with seaweeds and fish.
Yep.
From Neptune.
Okay, and how often are you feeding them?
Every week. Every 10, 12 days.
Okay. Maybe cut down a little bit on there to go to, you know, every 2 to 3 weeks on there.
With the fish. You mean the
with
seaweed?
The same. Yep, with the same seaweed product that you're using from Neptune's Harvest. Also, when you're watering, how are you watering? Are you watering from the base or from above?
The top, above.
All right. I would suggest also watering just at the base to go into the soil and not hit the leaves of the plant. Sometimes the water can sit on there. If it's in a sunny window, it could actually burn some of the leaves. And you want the moisture to get into the soil itself instead of onto the plant. Another thing...
I don't touch the leaf at all when I water. The pot is big, so I make sure that there's nothing that goes, no water that goes on the tree. But sometimes I spray it with water to for humidity. Is that good?
I wouldn't do it personally.
Okay. No, you. Okay. You're spraying with water. Okay.
Yeah. Now, have you seen any insects or anything crawling on the leaves, or is it just like
nope.
Is it little spots? Yeah.
Yeah, no insects that no.
Okay. So if you start to see any insects or chewing on the leaves or like the looking like the green has been sucked out, you can use an organic product from Bonide called All Seasons Oil. They have it on the indoor houseplant type spray. You could spray it with that if it gets affected like that.
Right. But I don't see any bugs.
Okay, well...
I saw some in the soil, but I put an organic thing from Jack something.
Yep.
Pet just inject. I put that, mix it up with water, and I put it on the soil a little bit. You know what I mean? To kill.
Yep.
Because if you move the soil a little bit, the bark comes out.
Yeah, what you might have there is you might have a fungus gnat.
Right.
And sometimes what that is from is it's actually from overwatering. So just maybe let the plant dry out a little bit more instead of watering it so often. That could be affecting it as well. There's a product out there. It's a houseplant powder that you can mix into the soil to kill the fungus gnat. It takes a little bit of time for it to work, but it is something. Bonide has that product. I believe it's a imidacloprid. I'd have to double check, but it's called houseplant. It's 2% houseplant insect killer. Comes in a powder you can sprinkle into the soil to get rid of those. Fungus gnats will come when it's overwatered or the soil stays wet for a little bit longer. So definitely take a look at that. You know, that could be the issue, and that could be something that's affecting everything. It could just be overwatered, and that is affecting the leaves as well.
So if I get it every 7 days, I should extend that to every 14 days maybe?
With the watering?
And I don't go crazy, you know. If it doesn't come out from the bottom, like, I guess this is it. I don't go let the water come out in the bottom of the plant. You know, I don't drench it.
Well, so that's one of the things is you want to make sure that the plant gets a good watering. So
right.
When you do water it, you want to drench it that one time so it'll last longer. So sometimes, you know, with that, depending upon where it is, you might not have to water it as much. It could be a little bit longer. It could be 10 to 14 days.
Right.
You know, it also depends on where it is and the temperature on the inside of the house. Because sometimes,
right.
You know, as we get colder, it's going to warm up, so it's going to dry out quicker. But
right.
When it comes to watering a plant, they would rather have a good soaking than watering every day. So that way their root system can absorb the water and translocate it through the plant in a better way.
Right.
So what you want to do is if the water comes through the plant and into a saucer, you know, leave it there, let the water absorb back up. But you want to make sure it's drenched.
The bay leaf.
Yeah, right. you want to make sure that the plant is drenched on a lot of different plants.
Right.
And you know, then you can let it go for a little bit. You don't want to just water it every 7 days because that's the routine. You want to just check up on it and see where it is from there.
Okay, now I got an orange tree. When I brought it in, all the orange fell off. The orange had the size of a 50 cents, okay? I have hundreds of them. Now the orange all fell off, and so is the leaf. I get 80% of the leaves are gone. My orange tree.
I don't know
if you can call an orange tree, but...
Yeah, so what will happen with some of those when you bring them on the inside is they go through a dormant period. What might have happened is it might have been outside a little bit too long and got some hit with some of the cold. It could have had that happen. Also, it could just gone from, you know, a cooler area to a really warm area to a cool area, that type of thing. Or if it's too close to a window, sometimes these things will happen. It really just depends on the situation that it's in. But the orange trees do want to go through a dormant period. You just might have forced it into an early dormant phase.
So then I do spray the leaves of the orange tree, and I feed it with seaweeds and fish on Neptune, and I don't know. It looks like hell on that.
Well, I would definitely.
Cold, Patrick. I do that every year. Bring out and in and out, in and out. And this is the first year that happened to me.
Okay. I mean, you know, it could have just been the year with the drought that we've had. I know you're watering it regularly, but what happened with being outside, it adapts to the area, so it's a drier air. So, you know, if you missed one watering here or there, it'll weaken the plant a little bit. So that could be part of the issue. I'm not saying you did anything wrong by any means. It could just be the season that it's going through. It was affected by the drought in a different way. You know, the hotter temperatures we have, although it's, you know, something from the south and it does enjoy the heat, there's the humidity factor up here that's a little bit different. So that could have something to do with it as well.
So, and I put that when it gets dark around 4:30, I get an LED light on both plants. So is that good? The LED, they said it's vitamins.
Well, so so plants want certain growing degree days, want certain light hours. You know, the sun's going to go down at a certain time. By keeping extending the day, you're keeping it to make it feel like it's still summer. So, you know, if you're looking for it to go into a dormant period, it's not as good. If you're trying to help produce it and push it, it might be a good time to do that. But, you know, it depends on how close the LED lights are. You don't want it to be too close where you could burn it, but you don't want it to be too far away where it's not going to be effective. So, you know, it depends on how you're using it.
So, they said, you know, when you lose the outside light to the sun, LED is good for that. So now I'm 3 or 4 feet from the, and I only have one light, and it's huge. You know what I mean? So should I keep the light on or off?
Well, I would slowly try and wean it off of the plant. I'd go a little bit closer, maybe 2.5 feet instead of 3 to 4, to see that, and then kind of slowly cut it out and not keep it on as long. And
should I spray it with water like I've been doing for humidity?
Don't spray it with water.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we had talked with Joanna about a bunch of different things. But one thing I just wanted to touch base on was just make sure when you're with some plants, don't spray the leaves. I don't want you to keep the moisture on there, because sometimes it will affect the leaves in a different type of way. It can actually burn them in the summer or if with direct sunlight. So, you know, you don't want to do that on a lot of your plants. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Isaiah, let's go back to the lines. Who's up next?
All right. Up next, we have Margaret from New Hampshire, and she has a question about her rosemary.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you for taking my call, first of all. But I have three rosemary plants. Two of them seem to be drying up, and one of them is doing well. And the rosemary is dropping off. Should I cut them back and throw the plant out? You know, cut off all the rosemary and then just throw the plant out? Or can I keep the plant? And what can I do?
You could be able to keep the plant. What I would suggest doing with the ones that are starting to dry out, you can actually cut them back and let them dry out, you know, hang them upside down so you can use them for different things around the house, that type of thing. And then let the rosemary plant go dormant. Have a dormant period if you want. You can keep it in the basement where it's, you know, not going to freeze, maybe like 40 degrees or warmer. Just keep it out to the side for a little bit, and once the temperatures start to change a little bit, it should come back to life for you. Plants need some sort of dormancy period. They, you know, produce everything that they can, and then they go dormant. You notice it more with like a maple tree or an oak tree. What they do is they push all their leaves out, have the leaves for the season, then they drop them. Then they go into dormancy, and then they repeat the cycle year after year. It's kind of the same thing with a lot of different plants. They need that cycle to continue so they can rejuvenate and get ready for the next year to, you know, give you some more for the next year. So I'd definitely cut back those two that are starting to dry out and try to overwinter them by, you know, keep them in a cool, dark area like a basement. The other one that is still going, just, you know, let it keep going, enjoy it until you can't enjoy it any longer, then cut it back from there.
Okay, and I don't water them at all, right?
You don't want to water them over the winter. You want them to go into that dormant period.
Great. All of them, even the one that's doing well?
Yeah, the one that's doing well, you know, kind of you could continue to water it and enjoy it as long as you can. And then once it starts to dry out, it'll get into its dormancy period.
Okay. Thank you so very much. I appreciate your program. Thank you. I'm glad
thank you
guys getting better.
Thank you. He's doing great, so we appreciate it. I'll pass along your thoughts to him. We appreciate you listening and calling in. And we thank you for that phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're about to go to a break in a minute or two here, so we'll get a few more callers on the other side of that break. But I'll be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your questions. My father will be back next Sunday. I know I said that last week, but this time we mean it, because this early morning 5 o'clock stuff is... getting a little tired, you know. I know he does it all the time, and he's a little stronger than me when it comes to that. He doesn't need as much sleep as I do, I guess. I don't know what it is, but he loves doing it. I love doing this show to help out, so feel free to give us a call or to call him next week. If you need your fix during the week, go to his website at paulparent.com. You can sign up for his newsletter if you haven't already, or you can look at some old newsletters, get some information, see what he's been talking about, see the different things. He's got a lot of great information on all of those. I find myself looking back at a few of these here and there just to see, okay, he's talking about this. I could have a few questions about this, or somebody's going to, you know, look at this, or, you know, just to get some refresher information for myself. So some good stuff. The other thing you can take a look at while you're on his website is the Christmas wreaths that we do and the centerpieces. Christmas wreaths this year, I'm continuing to do them. My brother Jason has done, I'd say, like 95% of all of them. He's been really kicking butt this year, like always. But he's also doing the centerpieces, so he's doing an incredible job. So proud of what he does, and, you know, he does this on his spare time. He's got, I don't know how he has this spare time to do this, because he is, he does so many different things. He's one of the best florists in New England, in my opinion. I know he's ranked number two in New England here, number one in Maine. He's also the Maine floral president, so he's got a lot of things going, but he's here to help you out, so, you know. Take a look at those and see what he does. The phone number here is 855-660-4261.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask? Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's go right back into the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right. Up first, we have Sandy. She's a regular caller, and she just wanted to discuss some information.
All right, Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, I won't take up too much of your time, Patrick. But as a degreed entomologist from UMO, and including stuff that Paul taught me, the fungus gnats, oh, I have dealt with them. The problem is their problems, not so much as adults, although that drives you nuts because you know you have a problem. But it's not only the watering, it's also the organic matter content in those potted plants because that's what they live on. And it's the eggs that of course, hatch and then turn into larvae. And it's the larvae that can eat the roots. So she might not only want to do the watering exactly the way you said, although I do a little alternate, and that is, you know, as it keeps dropping into the saucepan where the water collects, I re-put it back into the top until I can see it's done and it's not coming out anymore. But I know that every inch of the soil is damp. And then I let it sit for about 15 minutes, and then I add the little bit of fertilizer. So that way, if you do it when it's dry, it will just drain out. So I do it after I know that the watering is done, and then I add the Neptune Harvest and a little bit of blue something.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the things I always like to tell people, it just as a rule of thumb, is take a look at like a hanging basket. That's the easiest way to see when water goes through. When it's really dry, the water will just go right through.
I tilt the pot. I do all clay pots, so I tilt the pots so that and roll them around as much as I can. These are just geraniums, and so that the water gets into the corners, and that root will grow in every direction instead of in just a ball. But the other thing is that using the right here, I've got it right here. I'll just read it off. The mosquito dunk. This is what your father taught us. They have the ones in little bits, mosquito bits. That's the organism, which is just the Bacillus thuringiensis that kills the larvae, I guess. Did you know that?
The Bacillus thuringiensis, it depends on the strand. I believe that strand is Christaki, which will actually kill certain stages of them.
This one usually is Israeliensis. That's
okay.
And that they put in the mosquito dunks. But anyway, what I do is I get the mosquito dunks, I break them up, which is kind of hard to do because they're kind of gummy, but it's a lot cheaper. And then I put it in the top of every single plant that comes into my house because they may be dropping eggs in one place but living in another pot. And so you have to do all of them. And it's kind of a pain, but if I don't do that, I have them every year.
Yeah, a lot of people will notice the fungus gnats or the different insects as they start to bring everything in, and as you know, the holidays start to tend to end. I know that at the garden centers that I've been at, usually in January, a lot of people are coming in, seeing all these different things, and wondering what's going on. So I know that that's something that happens. So that, you know, there's a bunch of different ways to use this products to use.
And the other thing is the neem oil that your dad has recommended many times.
Yep, no, neem oil is a great organic spray. It'll kill the flying insects, but not always will get rid of some of the eggs.
Okay. He says it coats the eggs, but at any rate, I don't know. I've tried that and it gummed up my sprayer, so I backed off on that. And I just used the mosquito dunks, and it's worked great.
Yep, no, it's a great product to use if you want to go with that. Like I said before, you could use the systemic houseplant insect control from Bonide. It is a imidacloprid. Listed on it is for fungus gnats, which a lot of times are in the soil. And so you actually have to, it's a powder that you mix into the soil and then water in, and that will actually kill a lot of the different stages of the fungus gnat.
Yeah, that's banned in Europe. I don't use imidacloprid at all. But at any rate, I just wanted to let you know. And the other thing I had real quick was that did you know that gypsum is 20% calcium? And so that's why if I have blossom end rot in my tomatoes in the summer, I make my own mix of soil amendments, and it has about 15 different products, and many of which your listeners know about. But one of them they may not know is I put the gypsum in there for the calcium end rot. For the calcium for the blossom end rot.
Yeah, no, gypsum is a great source of that. They've even come out with some different types of gypsum where it's even more of the calcium.
And
what it'll do is it'll actually, on another end, it'll help break up some of the clay or soils quicker. A lot of times with gypsum, you know, you have to wait some time for it to break down, but they have some faster acting gypsum out there that will actually help that. Will also, what it will do is it will also help the soil and allow some of the nutrients that sometimes get stuck in there. Sometimes what happens is magnesium gets very high in the soil, and what that does is that creates like a barrier, almost like if you were using like a step one where it's the crabgrass control creates that barrier. If
you're
you were to use that.
You're way beyond my knowledge. I'm glad that you can educate everybody.
So what that will actually do is that'll actually help break down a lot more things.
It's not a chemical block. It's actually a physical block to magnesium.
So what magnesium will do is it creates a block. It is a chemical block. What it does is sometimes
kind of locks it up.
Yeah, so what I've done is I've read a lot of soil samples, and I notice I'll take a look. If magnesium is really high, what you'll also notice is the phosphorus and potassium or the pH is at a certain level.
And the
phosphorus is so high, but you're like, you know, I'm fertilizing all the time. What's going on? It's too much, and this magnesium has blocked it. So what this gypsum does, it's a calcitic gypsum, obviously. So what it does is it'll help break down the soil quicker and allows those nutrients to go through, because a plant can only use so much.
Sure.
And so it'll push everything through and allow you to almost start fresh. Start giving those nutrients back to the plant the way you actually have tried to. So sometimes the magnesium can affect everything else, and this gypsum or this faster-acting gypsum will actually take care of that. So it's got many uses as well.
Could adding gypsum ever be negative?
Not that I have seen. Gypsum is can be really helpful with the drainage, which is always a great thing for soil.
Okay, I don't want to tie you up anymore. I know you have other people. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for the phone call, Sandy. I'm sure I'll talk to you in the future. My father looks forward to hearing from you, too.
Yeah, big hug for him, and hope Romeo's doing great.
All righty. We thank you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right. Up next, we have Rose from Plymouth, and she has a question about golden mums.
All right, Rose. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I have a couple of questions for you, Patrick. I wanted to know about garden mums, not golden mums, garden mums.
Okay.
I bought two of them this year, and when they were probably halfway done blooming, I planted them in the ground. And my question was, what's the procedure you do with cutting them back in the springtime, and when is the last time you should cut them back so they can form the buds, or grow the buds for next year?
Well, so if they're the garden mum that comes back year after year, the perennial, then in the spring you can cut them back to start. Just get rid of some of the dead, and then once you start to let them go, you would actually want to pinch them back a few times to just expand their growth. It's just like a regular mum. A regular mum goes through a crazy process when it's growing. So it starts off as a small little seedling, is planted. It starts to push out its growth to the side and upwards, and it goes through a process of pinching to push the growth to the sides. Normally, the garden mum will blossom in the fall, end of August into September. So you can actually prune back pretty much all the way until mid-July to make it bigger.
How far back do you prune it?
So what you would want to do is you'll be able to tell where the branching structure is. You want to just go back one in between the leaves. You'll notice that, say there's a stem, one stem, and it's got leaves all over it, all the way to the top. Pinch back one or two rows of leaves.
Right.
And then what's going to happen from there is it's going to shoot out two different shoots. Those two shoots from there will start to do the same thing and get bigger. And you'll start to notice that it might go to a little bit of a seed or start to go to more like a blossom. You want to pinch that back as long as it's early enough before July to push the growth to the, to get bigger.
To the flower.
Yeah, so what will happen at that point is after you've gotten those two shoots, you prune those back, and now you have two more coming out of there. So now you have four shoots. So you'll continue to do that. Like I said, probably mid-July.
Would be the last time you'd cut it back.
Give or take. You'll kind of be able to tell like how the temperatures are treating it, how the plant's doing. But it's usually about mid to late July.
Okay. My second question was about a tree I bought from Oregon and was shipped out here to Plymouth, and it's called a red fox cassura. Did you ever hear of that kind of a tree?
Yeah, the cassura tree. Definitely.
Yeah, it's called Red Fox.
Yep.
The question is, I don't have any red leaves on it in the fall. It's beautiful in the springtime. I moved it a couple of times. Certain times I will plant something, I don't like it there, and I'll move it to a different spot. Well, anyway, it's in the spot where it's going to stay now. And it doesn't have any red and orange and yellow leaves in the fall. They just turn like brown on the edges, a little bit of yellow, and then they fall off. They don't completely turn orange and red like a maple tree does. That's my question. Why is it not doing that? Is it because it's a certain age, it needs to be more matured to do that, or what?
If you've transplanted it a few times, it could be just from some transplant shock. If it stayed in this area for a couple of years, it's starting to get used to the area, so it could actually be for next year. I would say this past year, a lot of trees I noticed dropped their leaves early or didn't go through their full cycle because of the drought that we've had.
Well, I had a sprinkler on it, so it wasn't dried. It was always kept watered.
No, and I understand that you kept it watered, but still with the drought conditions, the soil around it, even though you've watered it, needs to have moisture in it. Because what's happening, even with if the trees that are in the area, even if they're 20 feet away, more adult trees this year were actually pulling some of that water from the plants. I've noticed oak trees and maple trees, that type of thing, actually pulling water from the understory trees more than they ever have. Usually the larger trees just kind of do their thing and go by. But with the amount of water that we were down this year, a lot of trees, even though we were watering them, had drought issues. So that could be something that happened. So I'd look for that. What I would also suggest doing in the spring is maybe giving it from Espoma. There's a product called Tree Tone fertilizing
in
the spring.
I gave it Holly Tone, Espoma Holly Tone, because it did say in the magazine it needs acidic soil.
Okay, so then you can go with the Holly Tone in the spring and then half the rate in the fall and try it again to help it out. I think that would really help you.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'll be here for the next 7 or 8 minutes to help you out. My father, Paul, will be back next week, so don't fret. If you need your Paul Parent fix next Sunday morning, he'll be here from 6 to 10. One of the things before the break, we were talking about a red fox catsera tree. Rose was talking about how, you know, even she was using a sprinkler, that type of thing. One thing I love to suggest when it comes to shrubs and trees is deep watering, especially if they're in the ground. Allowing the water to go out of the hose at a trickle. So it's not full blast. It's really just a trickle of water. You can allow the water to sit on that area and soak into the ground. A deep watering will actually do more for a plant in the long term than getting watered every other day or every few days. The deep watering will help the root system really establish itself and go from there. So, you know, Rose was using the holly tone. She used that again in the spring to help it out. But deep watering is going to help you as well in drought conditions. You know, a lot of people out there were using sprinklers and sprinkler systems, and they just couldn't keep up. So we'll see what happens this year. Hopefully, you know, we get a bunch of snow in January, maybe part of February, and then it goes back to nice weather so we can catch up on that trout. Let's get right back into the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, we have Marty from Cape Cod that's been patiently waiting. He has a question about rosemary.
Marty, welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I wanted to go back to the rosemary plant that you were talking about. I've never been able to keep mine through the winter, and they're in a west side sliding door window about 3 inches off the ground. What, in the past, I have found that once they go a bit dry, that's it. You know, the thing is dead for the rest of the winter.
I've already got two branches in the past week that have started to dry out. So I followed your directions here 15, 20 minutes ago and cut them out. We have gas for heating also, so I don't know if that affects it. But do you have any recommendations for me to try to keep it going? I always end up by losing them every winter.
Yeah, so they do have to go through a dormant period. So mm-hmm. it is something where once you cut them back, you could try to keep them in like a basement in a cool, dark area to let them go through that dormant period. You know, keep watering them while they're going right now. But as they're dying back, cut those to help mm-hmm. rejuvenate the plant into the other areas. Because
okay.
what happens anytime something has an issue with on the plant, the plant will actually focus on those areas instead of focusing on the good areas because it wants to help rejuvenate itself. It wants to keep going. So by cutting those off, that's going to help it rejuvenate in the other areas. Inevitably, the rosemary is going to dry out, but it needs that dormant period over the winter to come back for you in the spring again.
Okay. I've always thrown them out because they look so dry that I figured that they were dead.
Yeah, so it's actually, you know, a lot of times you can cut the rosemary when it's dry to use them and get them completely dried out, use them for the herbs that they're, you know, meant for, that type
right.
of thing. And then, you know, you already have the plant, so you might as well try and see if it's going to work. Gardening is about trying different things in different areas, different spots. So if you have a spot in the basement where you can keep it for the winter, you know, bring it into that area, cool, darker area, where it's not going to get full sun. And then in the spring, once the days are starting to warm up, you can start to bring it back upstairs, bring it outside. You know, it's not going to affect you in any way because, you know, you've already purchased it, so you already have it. If you're worried about insects or if you're worried about, like, let's say mice getting into that area, you know, you can always use the mouse magic and keep it in that area to keep the mice away from it from eating the root system or inviting them into that area. So there's a way to try it. You know, gardening is just about trying different things and see what works, see what doesn't. If it doesn't work for you, then, you know, don't give up. Try it a different way. You know, continue on the different things, and you should have some success at some point.
Do you have any recommendations for the watering system or the lighting system or the heat while it's
You don't need to water it over the winter. You want it to go into that...
I meant like right now. What's
okay.
I still have like 3/4 of the plant.
Okay. Always water from the base underneath the branching, never over the branching itself.
Okay.
Yeah. So you always want to water from the base. And then you also want to keep it in a nice, you know, warm window where it's going to get a decent amount of sun during the day and continue from there.
Okay. All right.
All right, Marty. Thank you so much for calling and waiting for us, waiting patiently. We appreciate that. And
have a Merry Christmas, and thank you very much.
You as well. Merry Christmas. Next week, my father will be back. Don't fret, so join him soon.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.